Hi there, you podcaster. Boy, do we have a real exclusive for this episode. This is an interview we did with the one and only Bebo, or Kareena Kapoor, who's pretty much filmy royalty. Being part of the illustrious Kapoor family and having a career spanning over a decade, she was in town for promotion of her forthcoming Eid release starring her and Salman Khan, of course, Bodyguard, which is a South Indian remake. We just had the chance to have a short chat with her. I mean, these press tours, they're very tiring for a star. There's like an assembly line of journalists and they keep on asking the same questions on and on again. And Kareena had just had a passing of her great uncle Shammi Kapoor a few days ago to deal with. So you can only imagine the kind of professionalism she was showing to just be there and taking the time to speak with us. And also, being such a big star, we only had a short span of time with her. So I tried to have a real conversation within that time, and I think I managed to. And I do hope you enjoy it. But like I mentioned at the start of my interview with her, it's quite hard to ask something original. And since I wasn't sure until the last moment that I was actually going to be able to meet her, I couldn't ask you all to send me questions on Twitter. So anyway, I'll let you listen to the interview. But if you can just all take a minute and maybe write us a review on iTunes by signing through on the page on the right hand of our blog. It would really help us out a great deal. It would get us higher in the iTunes ranking, which would give us more visibility and which would in turn give you podcast more access to bring you content with actors, stars, producers, directors, whoever. And of course, you will have our eternal gratitude. And I can even make my co-host offer to make you a cake. How does that sound? So one short iTunes review and all of that goodness. So without much further ado, here's my interview with the radiant Kareena Kapoor.
Hi. How's it for you being in London?
Oh, it's great. I love London. London's like a second home.
Yeah, I've been hearing that you really enjoy the city, right?
I love the city and I love coming here. And I wish I could come every month.
I can imagine. I live here, so I'm lucky for that. Yeah. But Bodyguard. So, I mean, I was trying to keep my questions a bit original, but listening to the other guy, I feel I'm kind of doing the same thing.
Everyone's going to ask the same thing on what my role is. And
exactly.
What I'm doing.
So, if it gets just too boring, you can just throw the spoon at me and I'll change the question. I have tons of them. So, I mean, starting from Nazneen from Refugee, coming now to Divya for Bodyguard, how has the journey been for you?
I mean, it's been great. I've been very lucky, actually, to work with possibly every filmmaker in the country. And not just once, but sometimes repeatedly. And that's an exciting, you know, part for me, that in my life I've got such too many opportunities, in fact. And, of course, some have been okay and some have been great and some have not been good, but that's just part of, you know, a movie star's journey. And also, I think wanting to constantly prove myself as an actress is something that I've always done, like right from Refugee till Bodyguard, not just, you know, the glamorous roles.
I think you've had such a prolific career already. You've done pretty much everything, and I don't see any other actress being able to handle that or do that.
I mean, of course it's been a little bit of a conscious decision, that because I love acting, it's like a passion. I mean, it's something that I just want to do all my life, and it's something that I've always wanted to do ever since I've been a child. So it's just worked out, you know, and it's worked out like the way I want it to. Like, if I want to do something, I do it. If I don't want to, I keep away from it.
So what is the part that you really enjoy? Is it making the movie itself, or is it kind of being the star? Because I mean, I feel you're very comfortable with being a star.
Yeah, because actually that's very incidental to me. Because I come from a family where there are so many stars. So being a star is just there. I'm actually interested in the acting part of it.
Right.
In getting into the role, or, you know, the dressing up and getting into the character. And being in front of the camera is something that kind of just drives me mad more than anything else.
So what was it about Bodyguard that the director Sadiq felt that the story had to be told twice, especially coming to you then? Because you mentioned there were some changes made to the script.
Yeah, I mean, obviously when, you know, South India is very different to North India, and the taste buds are completely different. So he obviously had to tweak the entire setup and make it a bit more North Indian, and of course a bit more to fit Salman Khan, because he's the Rajinikanth of the North. So it has to do, you know, the action and the comedy and everything has to be on that side. And like I said, you know, the girl is the soul of the film, and without her, there is no movie. Because this film is basically an emotional love story, right, which of course they've added all the masala to it, because, you know, I mean, Bollywood movies have to have that. Otherwise, they're not huge success. But yeah, it's not just ready or, you know, the kind of comedy that Salman is used to. It's very different.
I think when they cast a Kareena Kapoor, they need a role substantial.
I mean, the role is definitely, yes, substantial for sure.
Okay. Coming to Salman Khan, how is it working for him? Does he make you do push-ups between scenes like that?
No, I mean, I'm more into yoga than the gym. So that, I mean, he's tried to convince me to, like, you know, hit the gym and do that. But I'm too much a yoga person. And I like doing that, and it's what's worked for me. So I don't like changing it. But of course, he has the thing that let's try and do weights, and let's try and do this. But it's great fun. He's so wonderful to work with, because work is... It's like on his sets, work is incidental, because he's so much fun. And that's why I think the filmmaking process is smooth, and, you know, you kind of enjoy it. And we shot in Patiala for 40 days, and we never realized that we were, like, you know, shooting under grueling circumstances of like 50 degrees, because in North India it's so hot. But we kind of had a blast through the making.
So it's perfect coming to London, where you can cool off now a bit.
Oh, I mean, I love it. I'm sad I'm going back, but I come back next month, so fine.
Great. Well, thank you for your time. Thanks a lot, Kareena.
Thank you.
So I hope you enjoyed that chat. I realize it was really short, but I think you got the vibe that she's really an awesome person to meet. We did take one picture together, which I'm going to upload only on the Facebook page. So if you like our Facebook page, you can see me sitting next to Kareena Kapoor. I have to say, I'm looking totally starstruck, but wouldn't you be if you were sitting next to Kareena? I was a bit nervous meeting her, but she was extremely graceful and very charming. I did sneakily also hear one of the questions that one of my colleagues was asking her, which I thought I'd let you guys know. They asked her about the Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham sequel that there have been rumors flying around, and if she would return to her role of Pooh. Honestly, she just seemed very shocked about just the idea of a Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham sequel. So I think these are more rumors than anything else, and she did kind of say that if she would return to the character of Pooh, Pooh would need to evolve quite a bit, because she was a bit daft in the first part. So I just thought that was a funny tidbit. In any case, I hope you enjoyed our short chat. Send us your comments in the comment section, or you can drop us an email on youpodcasting@gmail.com. And a big thank you to my friend Ashanti for setting this up. You rock, Ashanti. And Bodyguard is going to be releasing in theaters the 31st. So guys, hope you guys enjoy it. Follow us on Twitter or drop us an email, and I hope to catch you guys soon.